The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Yeah, Rabbi says, I'm Parshas Shir Yud Tes Vivin.
And the Mezer says, Rabbo, that full generation since creation, the Eivishter was moided, he tested every period, and he saw no other generation worthy of receiving the Torah other than the generation of Moshe, upon whom it says, Ashrei Om Shekoch Eloi, Shekoch Es Gimatria Moshe, the generation of Moshe, we say, Ashrei Om Shashem Eliko. So obvious, the Rambam actually, in the end of the fourth Perek of Shemitah Prokim, writes that not only at Kriyat Yamsu, when Rasa Shivchal Hayom, not only at Kriyas HaTorah, when the Eivishter ripped through all the seven heavens, and the sky of the Falsuk, Atar Eizel Andas, Ki Hashem Ulikim in Eimuvadi, but throughout the 40 years in the wilderness, everyone, even the Noshim HaPshutos, their simple wives, all of them were in the Madrega of Nevi'im, and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoyei HaTorah tells us that the merit prophecy and the Nevuah Cholol Ela Al Chacham Gadol, the Gibor b'Midosov, to merit to become a prophet, you have to be a very wise person. Evloye Yitzrim, this Gabriel of Dover Sheba Oilam, constantly you overcome your Yetzahara, and you perish midarke ha'om aholchim b'machshake hazman. You're on a totally different trajectory than everyone else in the generation. You become comparable like to an angel, like Malach HaShoris. And as the pasuk says, by Shaul, you will prophesize, v'nefachtolish acher, you become a different person. And therefore, when the Gemara says in Megillah that in the history of Kal Yisrael, there were Nevi'im, Kiflayim, Kiyotim, Mitzrayim, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because the whole generation of the Dor HaMidbar were B'chinas Nevi'im. And therefore, and Faket, even though we find they did things who are less than perfect, or the Kuzri says, Rabbi, on the contrary, the fact that there were 10 times that they had what we call an Aveda, probably we're lucky if we don't have these 10 Nisyonis every day or every hour, is the Charaya that for 40 years they had only 10 laws. And as the Kuzri puts it, quote, Vagodl Mishachator Spur, only a truly great person, you could enumerate actually his defect as well. Val Korchot Sarach Leim, therefore one is forced to say, and Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher, the Sambok Mashkiach, says, this is not Bederach Efsher, it's Mukhruch. One is forced to conclude that they were this loftiest of generations, that Averis were only a Pagan Dach Minadach. On a very lofty, exalted level, something went wrong. But the Chiddush HaRim said, if we would do these Averis for us, perhaps they would be mitzvahs. And therefore, one has to understand, when we learn these parshas, what was their intention, especially in this parsha, which is full of Peronius, actually Rebetal of Jikov, in our generation, used to cry every year, parshas Baloyisro. Nevertheless, it comes to an Avera like the Nisoinen in Kirat HaTaiva. Could one imagine that a generation that stood at the footstep of Har Sinai, they wanted a shtickle piece of meat, they wanted a taiva. Just unimaginable. What's happening here? Ubifrat, we find in Tzvorin that the pasuk says that loy chaydish echot, I'll give you meat at the Eibishur. Not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 5 days, not for 10 days or 20 days. But Achoydish Yom, 30 days. And Yudha Levi in the Sefer, Yudha Chosid, and so it's brought in the Daskena, Vivali Tosha say, the Cheshvin is, this includes all the days of the year where Yid is Mechuyiv to eat meat. In other words, our Kedusha, that the Vivali Tosha say, that on these days a Jew doesn't come to Mum, doesn't come to defect, is derived from the days mentioned in the Torah, 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 30, The Sechako, the sum total, is the amount of days in a year that a Jew is obliged to mitzvah tikni. So it's something lofty in their request. And to understand this, I don't want to be mocked in something which I never knew before, something new to me. The Meshiloyach of the Holy Ishbitzer brings that when it says in Pasuk that the Eibishter got angry, Abosar, Oidenu, Ben Shineyem, Vayach Hashem Ba'am, Makar Rabba Me'oid, the Eibishter punished them with a Makar Rabba. What is this Makar Rabba? So he brings from the Gemara in Brachas HaSamach Beis that we find that there was also the Eibishter told the Mashkes, Amashkes Ba'am Rav, the Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Malach, Toli Rav Shebahem. The Jews owe me, and therefore, as a punishment, take the Rav, the great lofty person from amongst them, which Chazal says is Avishai ben Tzruya, who shakul keneged roiv ser shebet al hedi. Likewise, here too, when it says Makar Rabba Baham, says the Meshilech is the greatest of Jews, passed away at this moment, and who was that? Nachshon ben Aminov. So the great Nachshon ben Aminodov passed away in Kivras HaTayim. He doesn't say where his sources. And Grande, his great Talmud, Reb Tzadok HaKoyen, in his Pri LaTzadik, brings that was a Kabul from someone, Emish and Nigulay Misuid Hashem Lireyov, that when it says Makar Rabba, that refers to the passing of Nachshon ben Aminodov. And funny enough, if you look and say the Eilam Rabba and Perik Yudbeis, it says that Nachshon ben Aminodov passed away on the second year of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Says the Gro, again, without bringing a mock or bringing a source to this, that this refers to the passing of Nachshon ben Aminodov. The emes is, if you look in the Sefer Megodim Chadoshim, he brings there are those sources, Shalom HaKodesh, based on the Joshua Chazal, the Mar Shamish and others, who seem to say that the Yud Beis Nesim, who makers their korban at Chanukah's Mishkan, they joined the 250 people who were makri victorious in the Machlokes of Korach, and that's when they died. So L'chura the Pashtus, that includes Nachshon ben Aminodov. But it's very, very schwer to say that a person who is a hero of Kol Yisrael, in whose schus Kriyas Yamsuf was affected, and the Chlal Chazal say that Kol Mezakeh Sarabin Ein Chet Baal Yodai, and the Ned, the Gemara says of Abbasar, various places, that those who left Eretz Yisrael during the story of Megillah Surus, in Elimelech, in Talmud, in Pliny Almoini, etc., etc., because they left Eretz Yisrael, as we'll soon see, that was the opposite of the midah of Nachshon ben Aminodov. Therefore, the schus of Nachshon didn't help them, didn't protect them. Is the charaya that Nachshon ben Aminodov passed away as a tzaddik, not chas v'shalom, part of the infamous, the notorious Adas Koyach? When the MS, he brings the Aranam Yifano in the Sefer of Gilgul in the Shabbos. We all know the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kufuf Aleph, that once on Shabbos, Nofla the lake, a fire broke out in the chotzer of Rabbi Yossi ben Timoy in Tichon, and the Gustra, the army, neighboring army from the city of Tiperi came to extinguish the fire on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi ben Timoy didn't allow him because of Shabbos. Says that Rami Amifano, who was this Rabbi Yossi ben Timoy, he was the Gilgul, the reincarnation of Nachshon ben Aminodov, and at this moment was also Nitzat Ibur, with Nisaber in him, the Neshama of Elitzur ben Chideur, and he explains that because Nachshon ben Aminodov was Mekadosh in Shemayim, and he went up to his in the tempest, in the waters, to Mekadosh in Shemayim, therefore, he's the Kaddish Shem Shemayim Begufi. Now, in his latest Gilgul, he was the Kaddish Shem Shemayim Bechol Ma'odai, with his money, allowing his estate to burn to the ground, rather than Chas V'Shalom being part of Chul Shabbos. But the Eibishter helped him, and the Gemara says it started raining, and the Geshamim, the rains, extinguished the fire. And because last time around he was part of Adas Perach in the form of Eliezer ben Shedeur, who was the Chal Shem Shemayim, this time on the opposite, he was the Kadosh Shem Shemayim. It's a clear from the Rebbe Fano that Nachshon ben Aminodov was not part of the group of Adas Perach under the leadership of the Nosi Eliezer ben Shedeur. But one has to understand, what in the world does the passing of Nachshon ben Aminodov have to do with the Avera, with this sin, that the Asafsuf, this Avu Taiva, they desire to have meat, and there were Moyus in the month. To understand this, one has to understand a bit, what is the Vahu Saman? What is the Man all about? The Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk Vahu Kizera God, the Einei Kein Abdelech, that this, by eating, by imbibing, by internalizing the mon, one is able to look into the deepest mystical cosmic secrets of the Beirin and the heavens and the celestial spheres. And that was the tal of Chiyas HaMeisim, one is able to taste. And Chazal say elsewhere in Zohar HaKadosh that in the mon was the smell of all of the trees of Gan Eden, which Adam HaRishon benefited first day before he was expelled from Gan Eden. And with that, he was able to be mistakel, to look, to peer into the deepest cosmic wisdom. The Baal Turim tells us, L'man Hoydiyacho, that Das, this knowledge that Klal Yisrael had, came by eating the mon. And therefore, as Mendel Lindever famously said, that Oymer Lagil Guilas, it's a food which is given to the Gilgulis, to the Moyach, to the Seichel of the person. It's connected to the wisdom of the future, of those who will be Nenefim Zivashchina. On the Chal, we know, famous Varfar and Mendel Rindler is brought in the Sefer Divrei Menachem, that why is it called the Mon? Because when the Jews saw it for the first time, they said, Man, what is it? Pshat is, says the Rebbe Mendel, it's a very peripheral episode. Why is the mon called mon? Because Jews initially couldn't identify the object, the mon. Says the Rebbe Mendel, if a Jew ate the mon, he was so subliminated, so uplifted, that if I spoke to you yesterday, and now I looked at you today, I couldn't recognize it. So you can imagine a generation that every day that Avodas Hashem, like the famous Tzvorim say, why was the Yid HaKadosh called the Yid HaKadosh? Because every day he was like a Ger who converted to a Jew. He was in a totally, totally transformed, radically. You couldn't recognize him day by day, and this took place every day for 40 years. And therefore it's called Manhu. Nachiret, it says in Tzvorim, we know the Man gave a person incredible amount of wisdom. The Shem Yishmul brings the Parashat Devorah, and therefore it's called Ben Teufel Uven Lova. The Rashi says they were Teufel, they were complaining about the Man, crafting about the Man, which is Lova, which is white. Makura, the color of the Man, the fact that the Man was white and not purple or green, Lamayinaf Kamina, what does that can do anything? The Shem Yishmul explains that normally when a person eats, the food substance goes to the kovei, the liver, which dissects it, takes it apart. That which is the vitamins, the minerals, the good part, then go up to the lev, and from there to the moyach. And we know that the moyach, the brain, is white. The heart and the liver are red. Masha Enkin, the mon was called lovon. It went directly to the mind. It radically transformed the person's ability to understand, to perceive. And therefore, the Holy Sefer says, called Kitzapichus B'Devash. Devash is in a trika that stands for the word Deya Bina Sefer. So the mon is something which is connected to the mind, to the intellect. And furthermore, it's brought in Sforim, brought from Yishiel Belzer in certain Sforim, others bring it from the Kosovo, brings it to Zeres Chaim. That the Gemara says in Shabbos, The kolo oyne omen yeshmer rabba bekol koychay. If a person answers omen yeshmer rabba with all of his strength, that even if there's a gzar din chas v'sholem against him, it's erased, it's destroyed. What's the idea of thing? Says Rishila Belzer, says Ryan Kozler. There are three taivas that a person has. There's taivas achila, taiv food, eating, taivas momen, and taivas noshim, which is Rosh Taivas Omein. When a Jew dedicates his life to the Amun, to the Omein, to the Heshmer Rabo, then all of these three taivas are done away with. Taivas achila, taivas momen, and taivas noshim. So obviously, the mom, there was no taivas achila, the Koran Pasuk. But it also did away with the taivas, it's called mom, connected momen and noshim. It did away with taivas momen. No one is jaloving money in a bank in the midbar when every day your food, your needs are taken care of the mom. Mom is a lesson, a mom is a clear lesson in bitachon. And likewise, it did away with taivas noshim and all of the taivas in the world. So basically, the man radically transformed the person. And therefore, the Sforim say it's done from the Al Shech HaKodesh, the Tulsa Springs, did all the Sforim, a classical Sforim, the Afsuf, his Avu Taiva. They had a taiva to have a taiva. In other words, in their state, after eating the mon, they had no taivas, no desires. They weren't yearning for anything physical, material. But they wanted, they had a taiva to have a taiva. Al derech, odom arishin, and gan eden, kridom achet, where there was no dissonance between body and soul. And the Yetzirah was only external to him. He had no taivas. But he had the taiva to have a taiva. Why? So the Sforim explain as well. There was the Asafsuf. The Parsis, as Rashi brings them to pray, who is this Asafsuf? The Erev Rav, people, multitude who joined, people who didn't properly convert, Lashem Shemayim, whatever. And they were the lowlifes. They had this desire for a taiva. In Midrash and Chazal and other places, it says, who is the Asafsuf Hakerik, these were the Zkeine Ha'am, upon whom it says, Isfuli Shivim Ishmi Zikne Yisro. These are the elders, the masters of the Sanhedrin, who had givaldige personal qualities, and they also had a type. In other words, in Rashi Rabbe, in his Pirush on Tehillim, in Kapitel Ayin Ches, Ubachure Yisro L'Chriya, says the latter way, then referring to the great Tzaddik and the members of the Sanhedrin. It's not a steer in Rashi. But the commentaries explain both the low lives, the Eruv Rav, and the Lord.
Kol Halashon.
The most exalted Tzaddikim Kedoshim with Torah, all had this taiva to have a taiva. The low lives, because they're balita, they want to have a taiva, they enjoy taiva. Tzaddikim v'chlal wouldn't have such a taiva. This is the story of one of the visions of Rebbe's was once eating, came a friar yid. I think it was the Bechayim. And he said, Rebbe, the Te'avot in modern Hebrew. And he was like, shocked. My whole life I've run away from eating L'Shem Taiva, and you want to wish me the Te'avot? Nervos. They wanted to have the Avoido, that they have a Taiva, and they overcome the Misgaber Al Yitzro. Al Derech, the Sheikh Shmaitze in the Akdoma says, the Eden were not happy. The Eden said, Ki'ishachot, Belevechot, with boundless love, whatever the Eibishter says, Nasev and Ishmael. And nevertheless, the Eibishter took the mountain and suspended the Kegigas on their heads, etc. Why is there a need for Kfiyah when the Jews willfully accepted Torah? And the Jews weren't happy with this. The Eibishter was Kafaleim, he wanted they should have a din of an Amnusol, a Yuchul, a Shachul, Kol Yomo. They're forced, they're coerced, through the events of Matan Torah, to accept Torah, and there's no way out. The Jews prefer to make a rational, logical choice to decide to be a Jew, to decide to accept Torah, rather than being compelled and coerced to have to make that decision. So they wanted to serve the Shem. They said, V'nafshenu kafsa b'lecha makloikus. Aravoides Hashem v'hasta b'chol nafshecha. Mamash b'sirus nefesh. They didn't have. Moreover, as Svarim say, there's no Indian in the mom of halos hanitzutis. Every food has within it sparks of holiness. And when a Jew eats, he elevates those sparks of holiness in the food and use it as a keli for kedusha. Mashen came the mon, which is pure, pristine holiness. There was no avoida of the misgaber on the taiva and eating it l'shem shemayim, and therefore you elevate the tzitzis, which is why the Bnei Yisrael brings that the whole machol discussion about it ain't coming kumei, but the Bnei Yisrael holds, and so do many, that on the mon Klal Yisrael made no bracha, because the bracha before after is to remind us the purpose of eating. And thereby elevate, use this food, Avodas Hashem. In the month, there was no alternative reading. It was Zichr Avodas Hashem. And that's the difference between the month is Kizera, God, or they said Zacharno is Hadoga. The difference between God and Dag is the same letter as Gimel Dalit, but in two different ways. In the way the month is now is a God, which the Gemara said in Shabbat Afkubayz is Gimel Dalit. The mon itself was Goyimul Chesed with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, in the wilderness, who needed food, needed to be sustained. But they remembered the Avoid of Dag, which is the opposite of God, Dal and Gimel, where the Dal runs after the Gimel, and in other words, and thereby by eating it, you elevate, you refine, you sublimate the food. And that Avoid was missing. So when the tzaddikim and Klal Yisrael saw the lowlife, the Erev Rav, being cresting and kvetching me with pinin on the month, and the Baal Shem Tov famously taught us, as the Marinayim brings, that when a person sees a chesaron, a pagam, a chet in another person, that person is serving as a mirror. Why should he see another person's faults? Because the other person is showing, it's like a mirror to himself. And it must be that he himself has something, a lesson, a musahaskul to learn, that he himself, on some level, bedakos is faulty. Yidu the ma'isa, the Bnei also brings, the Baal Shem Tov once saw a Jew being mechal Shabbos, and he was mizbeinim, he made a cheshbon nefesh, why? Lama osa Hashem kocho, but he unfortunately saw the terrible thing of Chul Shabbos, and he remembered that he heard another Jew being mezalzul al tavach kocho. And he was quiet, and he wasn't moicha. He didn't reprove him. And the Zohar says that Talmud Chacham is the skin of Shabbos, and therefore, as to teach him this lesson, David has shown him an act of Chul Shabbos. As Hashem the famously teaches the Mishnah in the Goyim, Kol on the Goyim, Odom Roya Chutz is Minigayatzu. If you see a fault, a flaw in someone else, that comes to Dakos from your own flaw. So when Klal Yisrael saw the Erev Rav, the Asafsu, being this oinen, kretzing and kvetching, they realized there's some pagam on their part. And therefore they decided what's going wrong. They're missing the avoida of mitzat atzmoi, of their avoida Hashem, overcoming the yeter, the taivis. They're missing the avoida sabirur. And therefore they also wanted the Eibusher to give him physical bosser. They should engage in that avoid. Where did they go wrong? Because a person, Sasema says this word, many, many tzaddikim said it. A person never has trust in his own ability to overcome his yetzer. And just like Adam Arishin had the loftiest of reasons, many of them are considered similar to what we discussed in the Chet HaMetzayin. But nevertheless, once you give the yetzer hara in a person, the taiva in a person, a foot to be able to cross the threshold, he doesn't stop. And he attacks you, and then he's very, very easily can overcome. There's a verse from the Kutzker, the Pasuk says in Kehelas, lechem. Why should a Chacham not have lechem? Because when a person is smart in his own estimation, and he thinks it's a DIY job, I can do it myself, I don't need Siyata Nishmaya, then the Eibush Shekaka leaves him to his own device. But Chazal say that Almole Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, if not for the Eibush Shesiyata Deshmaya, a person can never overcome the age. And therefore, even though you want this Avu Taiva, to have a taiva in order to overcome it. But the Maharsha Mish brings from Marchonesh that one of the reasons you see often that Balei Tshuva very sincerely turn back to the Eibush at the Derech HaTorah, but afterwards they slip back to their old habits because they haven't learned the kunz of eating L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, a person never has faith and trust in himself. And therefore, the request, although it was motivated by the loftiest of factors, was faulty. Let's go back to the idea of the monk. The Ramban, famous Ramban, also says, in Parshas B'Shalach, from when were Jews zoicha to eat the monk, which the monk says in Yuma, Rabbi Kiva says, is really the Ziva Shchinus in the Kashua. It's like the lechem abidim, lechem shemalachem eichon. It's really spiritual soul food. Once Jews crossed the sea, and ra'as toshivcha layam yisumi v'asherah yichetul b'muzi v'shar neviyim. Once they saw the maris of likim, it creates yamsuf. They had this incredible, amazing spiritual experience. They were now able to be nizen, to be sustained by the month. So the Ramban really is saying that after Kriyas Yam Suf, he's able to tap into the China of Mon. By the way, just a whole shmuz in itself. If I want to know in Shas, where is the Sugya of Mon? It's a Masechta Yuma, Perek Yom HaKippurim. Because the Mon is very much the idea of just like on Yom Kippur. Not that it's too fast. The laws of the tainus of the Yom Kippurim, he doesn't bring in hills of tainus, he brings in the halakha of refuses also. And he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to fat, it's a mitzvah to be shoivis mimalochim. And explain the svarim, the pshat is on Yom Kippur, you don't fat. On Yom Kippur, the guf is nizain, the guf is sustained. There's five inuyim, which is learned from the mon, vayancho vayarivecho. And in Yom Kippur, a Jew goes back to the Bechina of Odom Arishon Kodem Achet, where the guf is sustained from the neshama, without the need for any material physical food. And in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the one place on planet Earth, which is Me'ein Gan Eden Kodem Agirus, which is the reason if you look at the Seder of Sukkim, Gemara says Numa, it says that when Aaron goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he takes off his clothes. It doesn't say that he puts on clothes. The pshat is, the Gemara declares this pasuk b'shalevim k'imei. Or the emes saying the svarim HaKadoshim, the emes is Aaron HaKoyin was, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was the v'chinas of the marishin k'idah machet, where it's the loyus b'shoshu, when there was no intrinsic need for clothes. The murid he can be for it. And therefore, the Bechina of the Mon Jews reached such an exalted, lofty level, where the guf was nene from something intellectual, something spiritual. How did this happen? Where did we get this, the Mon? So the Gemara in Taina says, it was of Moshe. The Maral famously says in Gvuras Hashem, Moshe had, Chazal say, 10 names. We, throughout the Torah, we call him by the name, not the name his parents gave him, etc. The name that a non-Jewish woman, Bisya Baspari, gave. Why? Min ha-mayim ki min ha-mayim mishisiv. Mayim explains the Maral. That Mr. Chaim Vital says it's a Shabbat Nusha, everyone knows, the beginning of Tanya. There are four Yesodis, Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofer. Each are the components through which the world is created, and is a taruvah, a mixture of good and bad. And the taiva which relates to mayim is taiva satanugim yisoyid hamayim. Pleasures. Ki hamayim matzmichen kol mine tainu. Everything in the world, it only grows through the koyach of mayim. And when it says, by Moshe kimen hamayim mishisiyu, Moshe was moshui, was removed, was mushul from water. That means by Moshe, taivas were mushul. There was no such thing as a physical desire. And as Rebbe Yosivcha says in Meshech Chachma, you see, whenever Jews detach themselves from their bittul, their eskashus, the Moshe Rabbeinu, mitamol, they're crafting about the mud, over and over again. And therefore, by Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a Bekiyas Amnaiv, as the Sforim HaKadoshim say, that they were Mushal, Klal Yisrael, were removed from the Taiva of, or from Taiva Soilam Hazar. And when you see Maris Alikim, and all the pleasures and desires of this world, the Havle Hazman, suddenly fall into nothingness, a person becomes Muyus and Taiva Soilam Hazar. And that was the Madrega of the Mah. And therefore, Jews became on the Madrega, like just like who is the one in whose schools in his Mesirus Nefesh, the sea split, because of Nachshon Ben Aminadab. Why was he called Nachshon? First three letters are Nochosh, who is the one, the being that seduced on the Marishan in his primal, pristine, lofty, exalted state in Gan Eden. That you're going to sit there, the angels are providing you. Sleeve, they're running you roast meat, and the basan and leyayin, and all your physical needs are taken care of. But tafsereyu ma'at melikim comes the nachash akadmoni and says, and what's with the avodas habirurim? What's with elevating and refining this world? What's with elevating yourself for a yitzorah and for 101 ruchniistic reasons? Hanachash yishiani, the nachash comes for all lofty spiritual purposes. And he seduces men for gewaldige ruchnistike reasons to stray from the Eibishter's explicit command. Nachshuin, the Radak famously said, at the end of a word means to be max, to reduce. The koyach of Nachshuin through his Mesirat Nefesh is, the Eibishter said, I don't make cheshbein this rabbin, I just do what the Eibishter says, and it goes up to his nose in the waters, in the tempest, and that brings the Yeshua. And the emphasis of Avram Shores is a beautiful verse. He says, how does the Nachash operate? He doesn't put the venom, the eret, at the time he bites. First he gets to do an Aveira. And once you do the Aveira, and now the Yeshua will hate me, and now I'm from Fallon, and he brings a person as Yeshua in a state of Atzmu, going, and ultimately into Yush. And he teaches when the Gemara says in Brachos that when Yeshaya told Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you're going to die in this world and the world to come. He didn't get married, didn't establish a family. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech tells Yeshaya, Ben Buzi Kalach Midabrisecho Vitei Kach Mekublani Bezavi Abba Tafilu Cherchod Munachat Al Tavore Shal Odom Al Yisyayish Min Arachamim. Who is Davi Abba of Chizkiyahu? Nachshin ben Aminodo, who gives the Jew hope, who tells the Jew, just do what the Eibishter said, don't make Cheshbonos Rabbos. And now you understand why the descendants of Nachshin ben Aminodo, i.e., Elimelech, etc., who left Eretz Yisrael at a time of Rav, who gave up hope, therefore Makarabo is Gimachia Rav, which is Gimachia also Erev, when the sun sets, and you're plunged into darkness, and you become an Ishbar, which is the same letters of Rav the other way. And the vort here is that when Jews give up hope, and they're bitten by the Nachash HaKadmoni, and they stop putting their trust in the Eibishter, and they suddenly have the Cheshbonos Rabin, that the punishment midah and midah is that's when Nachshon ben Aminadab passes away from Kol Yisrael. Nachman, just one more nekuda. What is the lesson for us from the Atavstuf, which is the Eruv Rav, in Arav Oides Hashem? Seder of Amshara Meri Dikavot. In Turkey, others we say, Yehuda ben Tema said, Evi Oskar Nomer, Raska Tzvi, Gibur Kari. We compare ourselves to various different traits of certain animals. It explains that B'chan Vatsman Hashem Yikam Damav, that when the Eibishter created man, he said, Na'aseh Adam, in the plural. Every animal in the world gave his contribution into the character of man. So a man has within him the eret, the venom of a nochosh, and the retzicha of chayat torfes, etc., etc. The purpose is to silence, to squash the animal within man, and adarabah, rev, kriyach, but to use that as animal instincts, lavoy, the sashem. That's that pasuk the Ezra Leo brings. Elikim also as a Odom Yosher, God made man straight. And then we switch from the singular to the plural, the Hema Bikshu Cheshbin is Rabbah in the plural. What's the Hema, the plural? Because a man is a composite, is the sum total of the whole zoo, all the animals in the zoo, everything in the world, in the wild. A person could either live his life Yosher, which is Yosher stands for Yeheshme Rabbah. That is called Omen Yeheshme Rabbah is Koyrelig Zardinoi. He overcomes the temptations, as we said, and he subliminates all of his natural instincts, La'avodas Hashem, or his Hema Bikshu Cheshbon is Rabbah. Each one of the animal within has its own destination, its own goal, its own ambitions, etc., etc. Don't tie this. How is one misgaber on the Asafsuf Bikirvay? So he brings a Moirat Dikavar from the Chasoifer. It's a very beautiful book. We know, those who are familiar with Gematrius, what's going on here? Oh, we're finished. A new meeting.
Is that a new meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, only left for 40 minutes.
What?
Only let you go 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.